on the treasure tower. What is the treasure tower? Who is the treasure tower? You are. All the treasures of the universe are only perceivable as treasures because you perceive them. Of course you're the treasure tower. Your mind is the witness of the extra phenomenal, incredible preciousness that is this each and every moment of life happening now for you to witness because of the development of this sentient mind, which exists nowhere else but this life. So use it, be in it, experience it. On the treasure tower. I have read your letter with great care, Nichiren begins. I have also received your offering to the treasure tower of 1,000 coins, polished rice, and other articles. This I have respectfully reported to the Gohonzon and the Lotus Sutra. Please rest assured. Now, to the uninitiated, if you're just starting out in Buddhism, that all sounds very ritualistic, but let me take a moment to explain to you what that means, what Nichiren is actually saying. You may be one of these patrons that has, through Patreon or through PayPal, has sent offerings to keep this channel and the websites and all these efforts that I'm making to create a resource for other Buddhists, yourself included, to find confidence in our practice. You may have sent equipment or candles, etc., and in that way supported our efforts, our Sangha. Or maybe you just like and subscribe and you like the videos, and occasionally you comment. You know, man, I got something out of this one. Thank you. That's very supportive as well. But understand, all of those different types of support, though even if you were motivated to do so out of an abiding respect or thanking me, it's not about me at all. Not at all. It's about your Buddha-ness. When you make efforts to watch these videos, to download the podcast, to send in a candle or a dollar a month or $5 a month on Patreon or whatever motivates you to do something to support, you're supporting the Sangha, you're supporting the practice, you're supporting what we recite every day in Gongyo, that you wish for others to be able to achieve the same enlightenment that you yourself are diligently working on maintaining. And how can we say all of that in one word? Gohonzon. That's our shining portal. That's our goal in samsara, to get into that mind and experience Buddha-ness. It's like a portal. It's like it's our mental, perceptive device to witness Buddha-ness, an experience, the Dharma. So, I received your 1,000 coins, polished rice, and other articles. This I have respectfully reported to the Gohonzon and the Lotus Sutra, the teaching that affords us the witnessing of that Gohonzon. The invocation, the instantiation of that Gohonzon, that portal from samsara to Buddha-ness. Please rest assured. Nietzsche never, ever in any of his writings says, thanks for this stuff. I'll fill myself up on that rice now. Wouldn't you be floored if you heard that? That's never the way Nietzsche receives these offerings. He knows full well over and over again saying, it's not about me, the fisherman's son. It's not about Rensho or Sin, whatever name his body has in this world. It's about he adopts the name Nichiren because he's adopting a functional identifier, because we're samsaric beings, to identify not this body, but to identify his mission, what he is doing, what his act of living is about. Embodying the teachings of the Lotus Sutra as a bodhisattva coursing through samsara. Do you understand? He goes on, in your letter you ask, quote, what is signified by the thus come one of many, many treasures and his treasure tower, which appeared from beneath the earth? Interesting. That's end quote, by the way. What do we know about that rhetoric of from beneath the earth? Like you and I, bodhisattvas from beneath the earth, or bodhisattvas of the earth. This is a visual trope, device, expedient means to indicate future mankind, future developments. Because what do we know about things that come from the earth? They grow. They start out as seeds and they grow. Oh, yeah, we have the Buddhism of sowing and we have the Buddhism of harvest. Boy, it's all about this development, growth, flourishing, right? This is everywhere in Buddhism. You and I are the bodhisattvas of the earth because we are bodhisattvas who have come from the past developments of Buddhism and civilization and development of mind to now flourish and propagate the lotus renge, right? Flower of Buddhism. The teaching on the treasure tower is of great importance. Yeah, it's central. In the eighth volume of his Words and Phrases of the Lotus Sutra, the great teacher Tendai explains that the appearance of the treasure tower, he states that it has two distinct functions. To lend credence to the preceding chapters and to pave the way for the revelation to come. Just like we are here, and our very lives are paving the way to instantiate and spread, propagate the Dharma, the true teaching, the self-enlightenment method of living. Thus, the treasure tower appeared in order to verify the theoretical teaching and to introduce the essential teaching. Just as you and I, we are instantiated as human beings with sentient minds, ready to influence our environments, other sentient minds. With what? The treasure tower. To put it another way, the closed tower symbolizes the theoretical teaching and the open tower, the essential teaching. Now, if you haven't picked up on it yet, this is in great measure the symbolism and the actual physical representation of a butsudan. This is one of the great three secret treasures, right? The kaidan, the place of housing our enlightenment, the butsudan, the treasure tower. When it's closed, it holds our enlightenment. When it's open, we actualize our enlightenment. Oh, sounds like the three bodies again, doesn't it? The manifest Buddha body, the reward Buddha body, the experience of the Dharma itself avails us through the opening of the treasure tower. See, all of this works together. It's just, it's incredibly repetitive, really. But there's all these different ways to penetrate that understanding. We all have different minds. And we all need different inspirations and insights of our own life experience to get it. The open tower reveals the two elements of reality and wisdom. It's a physical mandala. The treasure tower is a treasure tower, a thing. But the thing of it isn't the point. The wisdom it provides is the point. This is extremely complex, however, so I will not go into further detail now. Cool, I did. In essence, the appearance of the treasure tower indicates that on hearing the Lotus Sutra, the three groups of the voice hearers, right, world of learning, Shravakas, perceived for the first time the treasure tower within their own lives. We are the treasure tower. Now Nichiren's disciples and lay supporters are also doing this. In the latter day of the law, no treasure tower exists other than the figures of the men and women who embrace the Lotus Sutra. We are the treasure towers, right? It follows, therefore, that whether eminent or humble, high or low, those who chant Namu Myoho Renge Kyo are themselves the treasure tower, and likewise are themselves the thus come one many treasures. Tahobda. No treasure tower exists other than Myoho Renge Kyo. The Daimoku of the Lotus Sutra is the treasure tower. And the treasure tower is Namu Myoho Renge Kyo. So no wonder it is central in the largest characters on that mandala. Makes sense, right? At present, the entire body of the Honorable Abutsu is composed of the five elements of earth, water, fire, wind, and space. These five elements are also the five characters of the Daimoku. Another definition of the characters of Myoho Renge Kyo. Why? Because if you are the treasure tower, are you not the embodiment then of the manifest Buddha body, of the universe, of every element there is? Again and again, we keep coming back to this, that every atom, every electron, every photon, every plasma, every state of energy that brought forth this universe hasn't evaporated. It's changed forms, and it's constantly changing forms, but it's still that same energy, and it is you, and it is me, and it is the treasure tower, and it is Myoho Renge Kyo. It's an unbroken chain of events that's ongoing. Abu Tsubo is therefore the treasure tower itself, and the treasure tower is Abu Tsubo himself. I guess you can tell who this letter was written to, yeah? No other knowledge is purposeful. Everything else is just decoration. You got to start from this point, that this life, that your experience in this moment is the culmination of the entire universe. How astounding is that? What are you doing with it? It is the treasure tower adorned with the seven kinds of treasures, hearing the correct teaching, believing it, keeping the precepts, engaging in meditation, practicing assiduously, renouncing one's attachments, and reflecting on oneself. You may think you offered gifts to the treasure tower of the Thus Come One of many treasures, but that is not so. You offered them to yourself. You yourself are a Thus Come One who is originally enlightened and endowed with the three bodies. There they are. You should chant Namo Myoho Renge Kyo with this conviction. This is how I started out, I think maybe in the previous video. When you make offerings to this endeavor that we're doing right now, Patreon or PayPal or however you do it, sending things, right? Those offerings are to Buddha-ness, to Gohanzon, to your enlightenment. When I say you support the channel, I'm not saying you support me. I'm saying you support our endeavor for enlightenment. To nurture the propagation of this enlightenment beyond ourself. That's how we should chant, with this conviction. Then the place where you chant Daimoku will become the dwelling place of the treasure tower. The body, the butsudan, the treasure tower, the closed treasure tower, the physicality of its benefits, its rewards, its beingness. The sutra reads, quote, if there is any place where the Lotus Sutra is preached, then my treasure tower will come forth and appear in that spot, end quote. Okay, I told you so. Resolve like yours is so extremely rare that I will inscribe the treasure tower especially for you. What do you think he means when he says that? I'm going to make you a mandala just for you. He did that for you and me. That's it. Not some organization's mandala, not some Bob Ted or Alice mandala, not some Nichiren. You must never transfer to anyone but your son. Keep it in your karmic, samsaric, tangible lineage, because as you know, when we chant, our enlightenment reverberates 14 generations back and forth, because that's the depth of the energetic. And I probably should do a whole separate video on that. The energy that manifests our moment-to-moment life has antecedents and will project into the future. It's not a bag of Bob. It's not a soul. It's not something. It's just like a ripple in a pond. Those ripples are just ripples, but they affect the pond. Not through identity, but by vibration, by energy. You must never show it to others unless they have steadfast, strong wills of determination. Right? You don't show it as a party favor. Hey, look at my little thing, my altar. No. The only time you discuss, show, make available, open your treasure tower is when somebody's worthy of seeing it. Somebody who's interested in what is that? Is that something I can do? I don't know if I want to. Well, let's chant. Namo Myoho-Renge-Kyo. Now I'll show you our reflector, our tool of penetrating our minds of Buddhaness. That's how you show it. You don't just... I show it on this channel because the only people coming to this channel are looking for Buddhism. How to practice their Buddhist practice. So you're already filtered. This is a universal tool. So anyone who comes here, the first thing I want you to hear is Namo Myoho-Renge-Kyo. And the second thing I want you to see is the mandala. It's not about my pretty face or my untrained voice. It's about you hearing, seeing, and repeating the treasure tower, Namo Myoho-Renge-Kyo. If that's all anyone gets out of these videos, and I hope there's a lot more, then the seed is planted. Abutsubo, you deserve to be called a leader of this northern province. Could it be that Bodhisattva Pure Practices has been reborn into this world as Abutsubo and visited me? Now take note of him saying this, because we've read other Goshos where Nichiren identifies with the personage of Bodhisattva Superior Practice or Practices, right? One of the four leaders of the Bodhisattvas of the earth. But here he is saying, are you embodying the personage of this great leader of the Bodhisattvas of the earth? See, he doesn't have this egomaniacal identification with these labels. He understands these labels are about attitude and intent. What are you doing with your life? Are you pursuing in the way of these examples from Shakyamuni Buddha? I think Nichiren's being very, very clear about this. And he's heaping great praise on Abutsubo. I respect your efforts, like yours and mine. Your dedication to truth, not just fooling around and playing Buddhist, being Buddhist. How wonderful, he says. How marvelous. I do not understand how it is that you have such a strong mind of determination and resolve. This is Nichiren saying this. I understand my life and how I've developed such strength and courage in my efforts for enlightenment and propagation of the Lotus Sutra. But how is it that you come to this? Wow, I'm in awe. I will leave it to Bodhisattva Superior Practices when he appears, as he has the power to know these things. I am not saying all this without good reason. It's not idle flattery. You and your wife should resolve and dedicate yourselves to this treasure tower privately. I will explain more later with my deep respect, Nichiren. Wow. To the Honorable Abutsubo. Again, written in 1272. So there's different stories about who Abutsubo is. Yeah, you can read about that if you get the book. Next video, the Daimoku of the Lotus Sutra. I told you, everything in this book is about the profound meanings of the Daimoku. And I'm sorry, I think the video is doing some weird things because I'm moving too quickly. My computer can't handle the work. In the meantime, you can handle the work. Namo Myoho Renge Kyo, thank you for being here. Don't forget to like and subscribe. It does a great deal of bodhisattva effort to get our sangha to grow, to propagate the Lotus Sutra of Shakyamuni, and invite people into Nichiren's insights, the doctrine of Nichiren. So important for our modern understanding of Shakyamuni's teachings, yeah? Thank you, thank you, thank you again. Namo Myoho Renge Kyo. Take care of yourself. Take care of your health. Be kind to yourself as you make these tremendous efforts to enliven your Buddha-ness. Yeah? Support if you can. Patrons, as always, you guys. I have to invent new words, because I don't know how to express my gratitude. Thank you for supporting this sangha and this effort, making this resource possible. Talk about bodhisattva. And I will see you in the next one. Okay? Until then, bye for now. Myoho.